With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel destroying much of Iran's nuclear program in a massive overnight mission. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb. We also struck at the heart of Iran's ballistic missile program.
That audio, courtesy of the BBC, the leader of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, General Hassan Salami, and Chief of Staff of Iranian Armed Forces, General Mohammad Bagheri, both were killed. Trump administration warning Iran not to target U.S. interests or personnel.
The State Department said the United States is not involved in Israel's attack against the Iranian capital. And in a written statement, Secretary of State Rubio said, "Let me be clear, Iran should not target U.S. interests or personnel." He said Israel took unilateral action against Iran, and the administration's top priority is protecting American forces in the region. President Trump had been urging Israel to hold off on an attack as the U.S. conducted nuclear talks with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans advancing a request from the White House to claw back $9.4 billion that lawmakers had already approved for public media and more than a dozen accounts across the State Department focusing on foreign assistance.
The 214 to 212 vote is a major victory for President Donald Trump, who had been lobbying hard for lawmakers to pass the legislation, including in a social media post shortly before members went to the floor. Speaker Mike Johnson says this vote is a good first step.
Today's passage of this initial rescissions package marks a critical step towards a more responsible and transparent government that puts the interests of the American taxpayers first.
One yes vote recorded, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, who is known to frequently break with his party. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And this is SRN News. Pew Research Center paints a picture of faith around the earth.
Where would you find the most Muslims? If you said the Middle East, you would be wrong. The lion's share of the world's Muslims live in the Asia-Pacific region, about three times as many as live in the Middle East and North Africa. And where are the most Christians? Sub-Saharan Africa, although Latin America and Europe come in a close second and third. The most people of no religious faith are in China, more than 1 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo will continue his predecessor's controversial agreement with China, giving the communist government veto power over the Vatican's selection of bishops. No other country has such an arrangement, and conservative Catholics are outraged that Pope Francis gave in to China's demand. Pope Leo has made the first appointment of a Chinese bishop and expressed satisfaction the decision has been approved by the Communist Party. This is SRN News. President Trump signing a resolution blocking California's rule banning the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035. President and CEO of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, John Bozzella, says the new executive orders will help the industry.
What this does is it gives us freedom. It gives the consumers freedom to pick what kind of car they want. But more importantly for us, it gives us the ability to plan going forward.
The state quickly announced it will challenge the move in court. Trump administration moving to lift restrictions on copper-nickel mining the Biden administration imposed near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness in northeastern Minnesota. Decision announced earlier in the week. Mr. Trump promising during a campaign stop in Minnesota last year that he would reverse the moratorium. More details at srnnews.com.